This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 16, 2016. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, in Beverly, the tax rates have been set, and homeowners' tax bills are slated to go up $157 on average. The city council approved the new tax rates following a public hearing Monday night. The new residential tax rate is set at $14.28 per $1,000 of assessed property value, while the commercial rate is $26.83 per $1,000. Bryant Ailes, the city's finance director, noted that the same proportions of the tax levy will be borne by residential and commercial and industrial property owners, 76.63% by homeowners, 23.37% by businesses. The Lynn City Council is counting dollars, and Bill Newell has more on that.
Rick, in Lynn, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy will be in the hot seat next week when she appears before the City Council and faces tough questions on the city's $2.5 million budget deficit. Quote, this is unacceptable. This is irresponsible, said Ward 1 Councilor Wayne Losey. Our constituents deserve to know why we're in the financial stress that we are in. At the last council meeting, several councilors grilled Chief Financial Officer Peter Caron about the state of Lynn's finances. Ward 3 Councilor Darren Sear made a motion to ask the mayor and Caron to brief the council and explain the city's financial woes. A second motion by Ward 6 Councilor Peter Capano requests the mayor to come before the 11-member panel armed with a plan on how to move forward. In an interview with the item, Kennedy declined to describe all the cuts that she will propose to the council next Thursday night. Quote, I am gathering my wish list of what cuts I'd like to make and will have it looked at by Peter Capano, the comptroller, Stephen Spencer, and the law department to make sure that I have the authority to do all the things and go from there, she said. It will be really hard, but I don't want to lay anyone off in the middle of winter. And I've been able to avoid layoffs for 7 years, and I don't want to start now. Sear said the councilors and the mayor need to work together to balance the budget. The reality is, if we don't act now, in a year or two, we will be in an even worse spot than we're in right now, Sear told the council. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports North Shore Today. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you. In Beverly, emergency crews battled a two-alarm fire at a home at the corner of Park and Federal Streets on Monday night. The Salem News is reporting that all occupants were able to get outside, according to scanner reports. The blaze was initially reported shortly after 9 p.m. It wasn't until approximately an hour later that reports from the scene indicated the fire was mostly under control. Photos from the scene posted on social media by city officials and others showed heavy smoke and flames coming from the house. Streets nearby the blaze were blocked off as crews went to work. The Peabody and Hamilton fire departments were called in for mutual aid response around 9:30 p.m. And as of 10 p.m., according to the Salem News, there was still a lot of smoke evident at the scene. No injuries were reported. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, the city of Lynn is looking for a new city clerk and for a new police chief. The pay is north of $100,000. As Mary Audley prepares to retire from the city clerk's office, and Chief Kevin Coppinger leaves the police department to be the next Essex County Sheriff, Lynn is looking to fill their shoes. City Council President Daniel Cahill posted an ad for a city clerk. The council, not the mayor, chooses the clerk according to the city charter. The post said Lynn is seeking to appoint a knowledgeable and experienced person. Resumes are due on Thursday, and the City Council's Personnel Committee is expected to make a recommendation to the full council on Tuesday, December 20. Lynn Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy said the process to replace Coppinger begins next month. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, a week after downtown Gloucester's holiday shopping Ladies' Night and a week before Main Street's merchants host their annual Men's Night, families and friends will have their turn this Thursday. Christine Orlando, who owns the Kids Unlimited store at 123 Main Street, has worked with other downtown merchants to revive and coordinate a family and friends night promotion that will run like other special promotions Thursday evening from 5 to 10 p.m. The event will feature a number of Main Street restaurants from Pleasant to Washington Streets, offering anything from a free appetizer or dessert to a meal discount or special, while retail stores along the same stretch of the street offer specials as well. Orlando noted the Gloucester House in Latitude 43 on Rogers Street will also be participating, but she also said she hopes the individual store promotions this time do not include the free wine tasting samplings or other giveaways involving alcohol, like the ladies' and men's nights events. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.